Okay, can you show me the task?
Yeah. When volunteer lies in the scanner, this is what he sees, that he sees an arrow pointing right or left, and he's asked to press the button right or left accordingly. And then occasionally there will be an arrow pointing upwards, and he's asked not to press the button.
So he's, in a sense, he's asked to do nothing.
That's right. He's asked to stop himself from pressing the button. And this was the particular bit of the task that we were interested in. This is how you put the brakes on.
Yeah, and I guess that sort of braking, as you say, is the sort of control over behaviour that we do all the time.
Yeah.
So Zerin gave this task to volunteers inside a brain scanner. Each of them had received THC equivalent to smoking one joint. She then repeated the experiment with a placebo for comparison. What she was looking for was the brain activity in each group as they tried not to press the button in response to the up arrow.
This is the average of 15 volunteers, and this is the placebo condition. Basically, this is the normal.
So this is
situation.
The normal brain responding normal brain. To that task.
Yeah, and as you can see, certain areas are looking red there, which are activated, and that's the prefrontal cortex. And this is what you would expect in a normal situation, that when we are stopping ourselves from doing something. And this is the average of, again, 15 people, this time who have taken THC. And what you see very clearly, that, in fact, the normal areas are not working. There's no activity.
Zerin believes that the inactivation of these frontal areas of the brain, which interpret our surroundings, might explain some effects of cannabis, such as paranoia.